This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The vice presidential debate between Vice President Mike Pence and challenger Kamala Harris in Salt Lake City, Utah, wrapped up with the coronavirus pandemic being front and center. The two candidates were seated behind plexiglass barriers and greeted one another from a distance because of coronavirus restrictions. Harris criticized the Trump administration's handling of the pandemic in her opening statement.
210,000 dead people in our country in just the last several months. Over 7 million people who have contracted this disease. One in five businesses closed. We're looking at frontline workers who have been treated like sacrificial workers. We are looking at over 30 million people who in the last several months had to file for unemployment.
Vice President Mike Pence, the head of the coronavirus task force, said that concern for the American people was paramount in President Trump's administration.
Before, there were more than five cases in the United States, all people who had returned from China. President Donald Trump did what no other American president had ever done, and that was he suspended all travel from China, the second largest economy in the world. Now, Senator Joe Biden opposed.
The debate, moderated by Susan Page of USA Today, was more reserved and less explosive than the first presidential debate between President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. President Trump returned to the Oval Office at a White House Wednesday, just days after being released from a medical facility after being diagnosed with COVID-19. In a video released on his Twitter account, the president thanked his doctors and praised the experimental antibody treatment he received at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center.